Hi, I'm Kosley. I'm a writer and mom of three living in the Bay Area. I love talking about creativity, motherhood, and tech and how they fit together. It's Little Things, the podcast for women who never want to stop learning. Hey everyone, you may have noticed that a new episode didn't pop up last week. I blame it on my growing belly. But today I have a reading of an essay I wrote and published on my personal blog, which is at blog.coastly.co, recently. It's called Glasses. Enjoy! Glasses by Coastly Cummings. The doctor scribbled a prescription and handed it to me. Yep, he needs glasses. I already knew, but I still stared at him and fumbled with my words. I'd seen his eye crossing watching PJ Masks, the tired eyes at bedtime, the rubbing. I felt grateful we caught it early. He's only 4, but guilty. I'd also worn glasses at 4, actually at 3. Big, bulky bifocals in plastic peach, so thick you could barely see my eyes. I hated my glasses. Purposely tried to break them, hide them, pretend I didn't need them. But I needed them. I hated the way they fogged up when I climbed on the school bus on a winter morning, the way they magnified my eyes, the way my skin under glass never darkened. I was the only child with glasses that thick, and I hated them. An already shy child, glasses became circles I could hide behind. By 4th grade, I got contacts. I'd been doing my own laundry and decorating my room and tilling the garden with my dad's help for years. My parents agreed I could handle it. It was the best day of my life. I remember everything about that day at the Moran Eye Center, seeing clearly for the first time. Contacts pulled me out of my shell. I spoke more loudly, more often. In a couple years, I beat Jason, who I also had a huge crush on, for captain at space camp. I memorized all the countries in the world and made a group of best friends, but my feet did not grow. Now I opt to wear my glasses sometimes, no more bifocals, and a much lighter prescription, for now. I feel pretty and comfortable, a little more shy, but sometimes I like that. He likes his glasses. They're off and on, twirling in his fingers, slipping down his nose, perched on his forehead. He's 4. When I catch a glance of him, his beauty takes me off guard. Is that what I looked like? He looks so beautiful, his bright blue eyes and long lashes magnified by the +4 prescription. I stare at him and wonder, is this how my mother and father saw me? Is this how my mother and father see me? That's it for this episode of Little Things. If you'd like to rate Little Things in iTunes, I would love that. Also, share this podcast and episode with your best friend or sister. If they don't know how to download a podcast under their phone, help them download Pocket Cast and subscribe to Little Things. Just think of how happy you'll make them the next time they have to wash dishes or work out, and they remember there's a new episode to listen to. I'm Kosley with Little Things. Talk soon.